The internet can seem like a feeding ground for the worst kinds of comments, insults, and so-called debate, especially when it comes to politics. But does that kind of incivility online affect the degree to which we'll participate in politics offline? Justin Knoll, a sociology doctoral student at the University of Arizona, decided to find out if people's tolerance to this kind of incivility online impacts their participation in politics. He took data collected by the National Institute for Civil Discourse, in which they surveyed more than 1,000 college students and asked respondents to rate a list of 23 activities, like shouting at a political opponent, on their level of incivility. Here's Knoll on what they found and why he wanted to look into this to begin with.
Well, I was really interested in tolerance for incivility because as we move our communications online and as we start to communicate with our politicians, as they start to communicate with us in this online realm, you know, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that the internet can be kind of a mean place. And so if the internet is a place that is not hospitable for political participation, how does that affect who chooses to engage and who doesn't? So I wanted to see if this variable, this tolerance for political incivility variable, was likely to have an effect on online participation. When I crunch the numbers here, it looks like those who are highly tolerant to political incivility are substantially more likely to engage in 5 of the 7 forms of participation that I calculated online. When I look at the offline participation, it looked like it was only 1.
How are you measuring participation here?
So I measure it using 13 variables. When we're talking about offline participation, we're talking about things like going to a political rally or going to see a campus speaker. We're also talking about donating money to charitable causes or donating money to political causes, also signing a petition. So for some of these offline kind of activities, there are online equivalents. You know, you can donate money online. You can sign a petition online. But on the kind of the digital side, there are things that you can't do in the real world that we look at online, such as engaging in online discussions about politics. Or we also have a variable for sending news stories to each other. You know, so if you go online and you read something on Fox News, you read something on CNN, did you send that article to a friend? Another thing we have is simply endorsing a political party or a politician online.
Okay. And so when you break this down a little bit, how did demographics affect this? I know you looked at age, race, religious participation, education, things like that.
Yeah. So we do have to keep in mind that the sample we use is a university. And so in some ways, students attending universities are similar. So for example, we know that income and education are two of the primary drivers of political participation. Well, when we're sampling and when we're surveying college students, they all tend to be homogenous in that regard.
Yeah.
They all are in the process of getting their degrees. They're all, you know, not making a whole lot of money, as well as age. But when we look at gender, we find, for example, online, males are significantly more likely to post a comment. They're also significantly more likely to engage in online political discussions. However, they're significantly less likely to support a candidate online.
So that's really interesting. So I wonder, what do you think is behind this? Is it just that people who won't tolerate incivility and these sort of mean comments and things like that online just say, I'm not going to do any of it and just stay out of politics altogether?
Well, that's a question I would hope to answer as I move forward here. You know, when we are looking at whether or not these online communities are hospitable for political participation, we have to ask ourselves, is something like incivility likely to alter or to affect who is participating? Here in this sample, on this university, it looks like it is the case.
Yeah. So do you think this says anything about who will participate in politics outside of online forums? Who will actually vote?
Yeah, so this is absolutely tied to it. There has been some research that's shown amongst young people, those who engage in online politics are something like 5 times more likely to vote.
Oh, wow.
So what we are finding is that there is a connection between engaging online and showing up to the ballot box.
Justin Knoll is a PhD student in sociology at the University of Arizona and conducted this research on how we respond to incivility online.